Hello friends, now we are going to see in chapter 10 the liabilities of the parties. Here what we are talking of is, you know, there are various parties to a negotiable instrument, the drawer, the drawee and the payee. Now each one has a particular role to perform. The drawer prepares the bill, draws it on a particular person and asks him to make payment to a specific person, the payee. Now the drawer says that in case the drawee does not pay, I will pay. So the drawee has the right to make the payment to the payee. If he does not do that, then he can tell the drawer, you pay. So he has that right that I am not in a position to pay, you pay. The drawer has the liability saying that if drawee doesn't pay, I'll pay. So his liability doesn't stop once he has identified a drawee. So the payee will get the payment provided the drawee pays to him. Now the payee also has a liability. He has a right to get the payment. But if he endorses it to somebody else, then he becomes answerable to that endorsee. That I will pay to you if the drawee doesn't pay. That is the meaning of endorsement. Otherwise, endorsement doesn't just relieve him from all his responsibilities. So each one is responsible for something or the other. So since there are various parties, a drawee in case of need, an acceptor for honor, so many people are involved who have certain responsibilities. Now, what are these responsibilities? What are the liabilities? And when do the liabilities get crystallized? When do they get extinguished? This is all what we are going to see in this chapter. See, we are going to start with the liability of the drawer. The drawer is the originator, the creator of the negotiable instrument. He is giving birth to the instrument by preparing the instrument and signing it. Section 30 of the Negotiable Instrument Act states that the drawer of a bill of exchange or a check is bound to compensate the holder when the drawee or acceptor does not honor the instrument. They do not make the payment and the drawer gets the notice of dishonor. So the drawer, he undertakes, even though he may not write in those specific words, he says that if the drawee or the acceptor do not pay to you, I will make good the payment. I will pay to you, provided I come to know that the drawee or the acceptor have not paid. So I should get the notice of dishonor that drawee and acceptor, they have not paid. In that case, I will make payment to you. So the Act states that the drawer of a bill of exchange or a check is bound to compensate the holder when the drawee or acceptor does not honor the payment and the drawer gets the notice of dishonor. The drawer comes into the picture when the drawee or acceptor do not pay. But he is not a surety or a guarantor. You know, in the case of a guarantee, A has taken loan from B. C stands as a guarantor that in case A doesn't pay, I will pay. Here also, the drawer says that in case the drawee or the acceptor do not pay, I will pay. But there is a difference between the drawer of a bill and a guarantor in a loan transaction. So he is not a surety or a guarantor. So it is not in the same standing. This is a slightly different position of the drawer. Since he has drawn the bill, he is primarily responsible to the holder. He is the originator, he is the creator. So he is primarily responsible. In the case of a surety or a guarantor, the responsibility is secondary. The main debtor, he is the original primary responsible person. In this case, the drawer is also primarily responsible. Only thing, his responsibility comes into act when the drawee does not pay. Now, liability of a drawee, and here we are seeing a drawee of a check. We are not seeing about drawee of any negotiable instrument. We are talking about the drawee of a check. In the case of a check, the drawee is always a bank. We talk of checks only in relation to banks. So in the case of a check, the drawee is the paying bank, the bank which is making the payment. So the drawee of a check is the paying bank. If the drawer of a check has sufficient funds in the account of the drawee bank must honor the check if it is otherwise in order. The check is okay, apparently perfectly all right. If the check is very much in order and there is balance in the account of the drawer, the bank, the drawee has to make the payment. There is no escape from the liability of the drawee. The drawee has to ensure that payment is made to the beneficiary. If the bank does not make the payment, the bank is liable to pay compensation to the drawer for any loss or damage. See, the drawer of the check has issued the check in favor of some party. By doing that, he tells the other party that I am making this payment to you, go and take it from my bank. And if the bank is not making that payment, what will that beneficiary think? The drawer doesn't want to pay and that is why he has issued a false check to me. So he will take the drawer to task. He may even file a suit against him for cheating, for causing damage. Now whatever loss the drawer will sustain, that loss has to be made good by the bank. Because drawer ne bank ko bola tha ki bhaiya payment karo. अब बैंक ने पेमेंट नहीं किया तो ड्रॉअर को जो भी लॉस होगा द रेपुटेशन लॉस ऑफ रेपुटेशन लॉस ऑफ बिजनेस ऑल दैट लॉस द बैंक हैज टू मेक गुड द ड्रॉई बैंक इज लायबल ओनली टू द ड्रॉअर एंड नॉट टू द पेई और द होल्डर चेक पे लिखा है पे टू LIC ऑफ इंडिया लाइफ इंश्योरेंस कॉरपोरेशन एंड द कस्टमर इज इश्यूड द चेक LIC has asked for payment from the bank. Bank doesn't make the payment. LIC cannot claim payment from the bank. LIC has to claim payment from the drawer of the check. And bank is not answerable to LIC. Bank is answerable only to the customer, the one who has drawn the check on him. So the bank is answerable to the drawer. Bank is liable only to the drawer, not to the payee or any subsequent holders. If the drawee of a check has two accounts with the same bank, the bank cannot transfer funds from one account to another. Customer ke do khate hain bank mein. One account may be individual name, one account may be joint account. Yahan pe paise nahi hai, par yahan pe paisa hai. So bank cannot say, okay, I'll transfer money from this account to this account and allow the payment to be passed. Customer ne check issue kiya hai only from one account, that check is a mandate, is an instruction to debit only that account. Bank cannot debit any other account unless the customer says, okay, you, if there is no money here, you transfer from this account and then do it. If the customer agrees, okay, bank can do it. Otherwise, bank cannot do it without the consent of the customer. A check leaf issued for one account is a mandate only for that account. It is not a mandate for any other account. So it cannot be used for debiting other accounts of the customer. So unless the customer himself gives it in writing ki yadi is khate mein paise nahi hai to aap yahan se transfer kar sakte hain, then bank can do it, otherwise bank cannot do it. So see, the position of a bank is like a double edged sword. Payment karna chahiye if everything is in order. Payment nahi karte hain and there is a mistake on the part of the bank, again bank is answerable. So bank has to exercise caution. Bank's liability comes into picture when it is not honoring the payment, even though there is balance. But bank can refuse payment under certain situations. Balance hai khate mein, fir bhi payment nahi karta hai bank. So which are these situations? Which are these conditions? A banker can dishonor a check in the following cases. A banker can dishonor the check when the check is not dated at all. There is no date on the instrument. Bank will return the check. Because bank does not know whether this check is to be paid today or after 2 months or after 3 months or after 1 year. When there is no date on the check, bank can return the check. Bank will return the check even though funds are available in the account. Bank will return the check saying it is undated. Second case, bank will return the check when it is stale. 8 महीने 10 महीने एक साल पुराना हो गया डेट. डेट इज देयर ऑन द चेक बट द डेट इज वेरी ओल्ड. चेक इज वैलिड फॉर 3 मंथ्स एंड द चेक डेट ऑन द चेक शोज दैट इट इज नाउ 6 मंथ्स ओल्ड. चेक विल बी रिटर्न बिकॉज इट हैज बिकम स्टेल. बैंक कैन ऑल्सो रिटर्न व्हेन द चेक इज इनकम्प्लीट इट इज इनकोएट एंड देयर इज अ डाउट कि किसको पेमेंट करना चाहिए किसके नाम पे लिखा हुआ है. You are not able to make out, you will return the check. Because there is a lot of doubt, there is confusion, you will return the check. Or it is incomplete, it is not filled in fully, so you will return the check. The check is post-dated. Check ke upar date hai 23rd November 2013. And it has come for payment today. How can you pay today? A check which is a future date, you will return it. Account is overdrawn or exceeds limit. There is an arrangement with the bank. I have an overdraft account and I issue check, but my limit is fully exhausted. Bank cannot debit my account and create an overdraft, further overdraft. So bank will return the check when it is overdrawn or it exceeds the arrangement. I have got a limit of 1 lakh. Balance in the account is 99,000. I have issued a check for 5,400. Bank will return the check because it is exceeding the limit. Pass karenge to balance will go from 99,000 plus 5,400, 1,04,400. It will not allow. So it will return the check. There is a garnishee order or some other legal order served attaching the customer's funds. Garnishee order is an order issued by the court. But says this party has to make payment, certain payments to the government. उसने नहीं किया है. आप इसके account को freeze कर दो. Don't allow transactions in the account. Or some income tax authorities are saying he is yet to make payment of tax to us. We have to collect customs duty. We have to collect income tax. We have to collect certain other payments from him. Please don't pass any check. उसके account को freeze कर दो. Then bank has received the notice from the appropriate authorities. Bank will not pass any check from that account even though balance is there. The check contains material alterations or the signature is irregular and the material alterations are not countersigned by the customer. They are not countersigned by the drawer of the check. Or the signature itself is irregular. Signature kiya hai par pura nahi kiya. Jahan pe full signature karna chahiye usne sirf initial karke chhod diya. Ya fir signature galat kiya hai. In that case, the check will be returned. There are many cases, you know, where the customer has signed in Hindi at the time of opening the account. Aur baad mein usne English signature dal diya hai. Usi ka signature hai, par record mein jo hai bank ke paas, wo Hindi signature hai. Aur yahan pe usne English signature dal diya, wo bhi galat hai. I cannot sign other than what I have given on record to the bank. If I have signed at the time of opening the account with the bank M.K. Gangakhedkar and if I am signing on the check Mallika Gangakhedkar, it is an irregular signature. Bank will not allow such a signature to be passed. They will return the check. Account holder has died and notice of death is received. Check has come for payment to the bank. There is sufficient balance in the account, but the bank has already received notice that I have died on 30th September. Bank ko notice mil gaya hai. Bank cannot pass the check signed by me before my death. Because what happens once the death has taken place, any mandate, any instruction given by the customer to the bank gets nullified. All my instructions will die along with me. So bank cannot act upon those instructions given by me during my lifetime after my death. Customer has issued stop payment instructions. Customer ne instruction diya hai ki do not pay so and so check. Check number so and so issued in favor of so and so for rupees so much. Please stop the payment. Because uska transaction fail ho gaya wahan pe. Wo makan ke liye booking kiya aur baad mein sochta hai ki nahi nahi I don't want to buy this flat. So he will give instructions to the bank immediately, don't pass this check. Kyunki usne check already de diya builder ko. पर बाद में बोलता है कि नहीं मुझे नहीं खरीदना है, ही विल गिव स्टॉप पेमेंट इंस्ट्रक्शंस. और ही इज अ ट्रेडर, ही इज गोइंग टू परचेज सम क्वांटिटी, ही हैज मेड पेमेंट बाय वे ऑफ चेक. यहां पे माल आ गया और देखता है कि माल पूरे डिफेक्टिव हैं, तो बिफोर द चेक इज पास्ट ही हैज टू गिव इंस्ट्रक्शंस टू द बैंक, नहीं प्लीज डोंट मेक पेमेंट, स्टॉप इट. तो इफ स्टॉप पेमेंट इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर रिसीव्ड, बैंक विल नॉट पास द चेक. चेक इज म्यूटिलिएटेड. व्हाट इज दिस म्यूटिलिएटेड? चेक यहां पे वहां पे फटा हुआ है, चेक नंबर जहां पे वहां का पोर्शन फट गया है, या चेक का कॉर्नर बहुत सारे फट गए हैं, बीच में फटा हुआ है, फिर एडेसिव टेप से चिपकाया गया है, सेलो टेप से चिपकाया गया, ये सब अलाउड नहीं है. बिकॉज बैंक विल हैव अ डाउट कि किसने फिजिट किया विद दिस चेक, हु हैज फिजिटेड विद दिस इंस्ट्रूमेंट, समबडी एल्स हैज डन इट एंड देन डन इट सम मिसचीफ. डाउट्स कम इन टू द माइंड ऑफ द बैंक, दे विल नॉट पास द चेक. सो इफ चेक इज म्यूटिलेटेड, इट इज रिटर्न्ड. चेक कंटेन्स इररेगुलर एंडोर्समेंट्स, इररेगुलर एंडोर्समेंट ऑन द फेस ऑफ इट, ऑन द लुक ऑफ इट. सी, एंडोर्समेंट लिखा है पीछे पे टू मिस्टर बी एंड इट इज साइन बाय ए. मिस्टर बी साइंस एंड सेज प्लीज पे टू जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी, और उसके नीचे इट इज रिटन पे टू डी एंड साइन बाय ई. तो जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी का एंडोर्समेंट कहां गया? देर इज नो सच एंडोर्समेंट अपियरिंग, दैट मीन देर इज एन इररेगुलर एंडोर्समेंट. द सीक्वेंस ऑफ एंडोर्समेंट्स आर इररेगुलर, सो वेन द एंडोर्समेंट्स आर इररेगुलर, चेक विल नॉट बी पास्ड बाय द बैंक, इट विल बी रिटर्न्ड. सिग्नेचर ऑफ द ड्रॉअर इज फोर्स्ड, दे कैन मेक आउट दैट देर इज अ इररेगुलर सिग्नेचर, इट इज नॉट प्रॉपरली साइन बाय द सेम पर्सन, मोड ऑफ सिग्नेचर इज डिफरेंट, or the handwriting is different altogether, somebody else has signed, it is a forged signature, bank will return the check, it will not allow payment to be passed. Now we come to the liability of the maker of a note and acceptor of a bill. We saw the liability of a drawer, now we are going to see specifically that of a maker. A promissory note is made by a maker, what does he say, what is his liability? The maker of a promissory note is bound to pay the note amount on the due date. In case of default, he must pay compensation to the payee. A promissory note says that I promise to pay to Mr. B on so and so date. The promissory note, the very genesis of the note, it says I promise to pay. If I don't pay, I am failing in my promise. That means I am not making the payment, I am going back on my promise. So the very promise that I write, I promise to pay rupees 10,000, that means I am liable to pay 10,000 to Mr. B. If I don't make that promise, if I don't commit that promise, then I have to make compensation to the payee. Promise is to pay 10,000, so I am liable to pay. My liability is crystallized on the day I have signed the promissory note. If I don't make the payment, then I become answerable to the payee. So whatever loss he sustains, I have to make good the compensation. In the case of an acceptor, the acceptor of a bill of exchange has to pay the amount only at maturity. Acceptor ne kya kiya? I accept this liability. He has signed. That means his liability gets crystallized. Once he has accepted, he accepts the liability of the drawee and then he has to make the payment. But he has to make payment on the maturity date, not before that. If he defaults, if he does not pay, he has to compensate anybody, the subsequent parties, for the loss. He has to make payment to the payee. Payee has endorsed it to somebody else. He has to make payment to the endorsee. So the acceptor has to make payment to the payee or the endorsee. His liability is crystallized on the day he accepts the liability. If he doesn't pay, he has to make good the compensation, the payment of compensation for the loss. The drawee in case of need, and the acceptor for honor incur liability by acceptance. Acceptance is done by all these people. The drawee accepts the liability, the drawee in case of need accepts the liability, or the acceptor for honor is also accepting the liability. All of these people are accepting the liability, so they are liable to make the payment. If they don't make the payment, they have to make good the compensation for the loss sustained by the payee. See, the acceptor's liability, if the acceptor of a bill which is already endorsed knew that the endorsement is forged, then such an acceptor is not relieved from liability. Acceptor has accepted the liability, उसके बाद उसमें endorsements हैं और endorsement is forged, ये पता चला है, तो फिर then the acceptor cannot escape liability, कि ये endorsement तो forged है, so I am not responsible, ये वो कह नहीं सकता. He is responsible because he knew that the endorsement was forged, so he cannot escape liability. If a bill of exchange is drawn in a fictitious name, the acceptor becomes liable to the holder in due course. Fictitious bill ka dekha humne ki wahan pe, if there is a holder in due course is a person on a high pedestal, there is a valid consideration, there is a valid transaction, genuine transaction, to usko to paisa milna hi hai. Then the acceptor is liable to the holder in due course. Even though it is a fictitious bill, acceptor becomes liable to the holder in due course. He will get the payment. Now, what is the liability of an endorser? I have got a bill in my name, it is endorsed to me, I endorse it further. So now, from endorsee, I become an endorser. When I endorse in somebody else's name, I am saying that I will pay to you if the drawee do not pay. The endorser of an instrument undertakes the responsibility to accept and pay the bill on presentment, and if the drawee or acceptor or maker, they don't pay, the endorser will pay to the holder or subsequent endorsers. So endorser's liability comes into picture when the drawer, drawee or acceptor do not pay. तो वो कहता है कि ठीक है, इन लोगों ने नहीं दिया तो मैं दे दूंगा. सो हिज लायबिलिटी कम्स इनटू पिक्चर. सो एंडोर्सर इज लायबल व्हेन ही एक्सेप्ट्स टू पे द पेमेंट, और इफ दीज अदर पीपल डोंट पे, आई विल पे. सो द एंडोर्सर विल पे टू द होल्डर और सब्सिक्वेंट एंडोर्सर्स. एवरी एंडोर्सर इज लायबल इन द केस ऑफ डिसऑनर. इफ देर आर थ्री एंडोर्सर्स, ईच पर्सन इज लायबल टू द सब्सिक्वेंट पर्सन, and for the subsequent person all the previous endorsers are liable. So every endorser is liable in the case of dishonor. If the endorser signs sans recourse, he is not liable. To isliye kya kya karte hain, kuch log kya karte hain, endorsement karte samay he will say please pay to Mr. C, and he signs sans recourse. Sans recourse means without recourse. No, I am not responsible, don't come back to me, go only to the other people before me. So that sans recourse is allowed, and such endorsements the endorser is free from liability. He is not responsible, because the word sans means without, without recourse. I am endorsing in your favor, take the endorsement from me, but in case of problem go to the previous people, don't come to me. This is a very rare case. It happens in certain business transactions, but only in very few cases. Liability of parties. Now, there are so many parties involved. What is the liability of a drawer? What is the liability of a drawee? What is the liability of an acceptor? We saw all these things. Now, there are so many parties. Every prior party, the maker, the drawee or the acceptor and other endorsers are all liable to a holder in due course. अ होल्डर इन ड्यू को, जिसके हाथ में इंस्ट्रूमेंट है, पीछे के सभी लोग उसको आंसरेबल होते हैं. दे आर ऑल लायबल टू द होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स. द लायबिलिटी इज जॉइंट एंड सेवरल. सो द होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स हैज अ चॉइस टू कैच होल्ड ऑफ वन पर्सन और ऑल द पीपल टूगेदर. वो उसके हाथ में है, ही विल डिसाइड वेदर टू टेक द मनी फ्रॉम वन सिंगल इंडिविजुअल और ऑल द पीपल इन्वॉल्व. तीन चार लोग हैं, सबसे वो पैसा मांग सकता है या किसी एक से भी मांग सकता है. There is no liability on any party in the case of a bill drawn without consideration. If there is no consideration involved, there is no liability. In the case of an HUF, all the members are liable because the act of the karta is binding on all the members. Yahan pe in the case of Hindu undivided family, all the members are responsible, they are all liable, even though only karta has signed the instrument. They cannot say ki karta se paisa maan lo. All the members are liable. Now the liability of a collecting bank. A check is issued in favor of B, drawn on a particular bank. Ab ye B ko jab paisa chahiye, he will go and hand it over to his bank. Now his bank will send the check to the drawer's bank, the paying bank, and paying bank will pay to the collecting bank and deposit in the account of the beneficiary. Now the collecting bank is responsible to make the payment to his customer, the beneficiary of the check. If he does not credit it into the beneficiary's account, he is answerable, liable to the beneficiary. So the collecting bank gets some protection under section 131. It says the collecting bank is not liable if it is acting in good faith and without negligence in collecting the payee's money. This is true only, see, the collecting bank will get protection only when it is acting in good faith and without negligence. The money is received for the customer and the check is crossed before it is received by the collecting bank. Collecting bank, uska kaam kya hai? Paying bank se paise leke उसके कस्टमर के खाते में पैसे जमा करना. यदि पेइंग बैंक पैसा ही नहीं देता है तो कलेक्टिंग बैंक इज नॉट आंसरेबल टू इट्स कस्टमर. बट कलेक्टिंग बैंक ने पैसा लिया और किसी और के खाते में पैसा जमा किया तो इट इज आंसरेबल टू हिज कस्टमर. सो द कलेक्टिंग बैंक विल गेट अ प्रोटेक्शन ओनली इफ इट इज एक्टिंग इन गुड फेथ एंड विदाउट नेग्लिजेंस. उसके काम में कोई दोष नहीं होगा. सो इट हैज टू एक्ट इन गुड फेथ and without negligence, and it is doing the job for its own customer. It is not doing for an outsider. For its customer means the customer should have an account in the bank and the check is crossed before it comes into the hands of the paying bank. So the check is crossed before it is received by the collecting bank. The check is crossed by the beneficiary, the payee, or it is crossed initially by the drawer of the check. Collecting bank ke haath mein jab check aata hai, so if there is no crossing, it will put its own crossing and then it is sending it to the paying bank for payment. The collecting bank is acting only to get the payment. Uska kaam sirf paise vasool karke customer ke khate mein jama karna hai. If it does all this properly, it will be protected even though the payee gets the money or not. Collecting bank is doing its job properly, it will get protection. It is not answerable to the beneficiary. See, section 131 will give protection to the collecting bank only when it is doing the job in a proper manner. It will do it in good faith without negligence. This is very important, in good faith without negligence. Check jab collecting bank ke haath mein aata hai तो वो देखता है कि इसमें कोई ऑल्टरेशंस नहीं है, इसमें कोई चेंजेस नहीं है, इसमें कोई ओमिशंस नहीं है, इसमें कोई फ्रॉड नहीं है, फोर्जरी नहीं है, देयर इज नो इररेगुलरिटी ऑन द फेस ऑफ द चेक. ये एंश्योर करेगा एंड द एंडोर्समेंट्स आर प्रॉपर, क्रॉसिंग इज प्रॉपर, इट इज नॉट अ ऑर्डर इंस्ट्रूमेंट चेंज टू बेरर. ये सब देखने के बाद जब वो कलेक्शन के लिए करेगा, देयर इज नो नेग्लिजेंस. The work of check collection has to be for a customer only. That is why the customer should have an account with the bank and it should be a duly opened account. A duly opened account ka meaning hota hai ki you have followed the KYC norms, know your customer norms. You are doing the work for your own customer who is a genuine customer. He is not a fraud. So if a customer is opening the account with false documents, KYC document jo hai, identity paper hi galat hai, या फिर पैन नंबर गलत दे दिया, किसी और का पैन नंबर लाके इसको ये नाम पे दे दिया. सो इफ द बैंक इज ओपनिंग द अकाउंट ऑफ अ रॉन्ग पर्सन, देन ही इज नॉट अ प्रॉपर कस्टमर, देन द कलेक्टिंग बैंक इज रेस्पॉन्सिबल. ऑल द केवाईसी नॉर्म्स आर ड्यूली फॉलोड, देन ही इज अ प्रॉपर एस्टैब्लिश्ड कस्टमर एंड द बैंक इज डूइंग द कलेक्शन वर्क फॉर सच अ कस्टमर. इफ द अकाउंट ओपनिंग प्रोसीजर वॉज इररेगुलर, बैंक विल नॉट गेट प्रोटेक्शन. सी, द कलेक्टिंग बैंक गेट्स प्रोटेक्शन only when it is collecting the check on behalf of its customer. The customer has to be a genuine customer. It should not be a fictitious account. It should not be an account opened in the name of some person who doesn't exist. If I've got account in the name of Dawood Ibrahim, I have to really ensure that he is really Mr. Dawood Ibrahim who is having account with me. 10 accounts honge Dawood Ibrahim ke naam pe aur bahar se paisa aa raha hai uske khate mein. How do I ensure that he is the correct person? These are not money coming for terrorist activities. Because paise jo aate hain terrorist activities ke liye aise hi aate hain. Ek hi naam ke customer ke 10 accounts hote hain and money is going into these accounts which are wrong. So bank will get protection only when it is doing the job for a genuine customer, not for a fictitious account. So the customer should already have an account in the bank with KYC norms duly followed. Fake passport se maine account khola nahi, galat documents deke account khola nahi, kisi aur ka PAN number, PAN card mere khate mein mere naam pe dal diya, ye sab galat hai. So the bank has to establish that the account was opened properly in the proper person's name. Ye ensure karne ke baad, if I am doing the job of check collection, I get protection as a collecting bank. So if the account opening procedure was irregular, bank will not get protection under this section, under this act. The collecting bank is stated to be negligent when it is collecting the check for large amount in a small account with small balances. Account sahi hai, customer genuine hai, but uske account mein hamesha 100 rupaye, 200 rupaye, 500 rupaye ke transactions hote hain. Suddenly a check comes for 5 lakhs rupees in that account. The banker has to get doubts. And if I allow that check to be passed, if I allow that check to be collected, I as a banker, as a normal prudent banker, jisko doubt aana tha man mein, nahi aaya, aur maine allow kar diya transaction, I am responsible. I am negligent. The bank collects a company or public official's check in a private account. Company ke naam pe check hai, government of India ke naam pe check hai, aur kisi individual ke khate mein check jama kar diya, so bank is responsible for the loss. The bank collects an order check without verifying the endorsements. Jab order check hai aur kisi ke bhi khate mein paisa chala gaya, to bank is responsible for the loss caused to the true owner. It collects an account payee check in the account of a third party. Account payee check ka matlab hai ki customer ke account mein hi, payee ke account mein hi paisa jana chahiye. The collecting bank has to ensure that jo payee hai usi ke khate mein paisa jata hai. If the bank is not ensuring it, it is going allowing the money to go to a third party's account, the bank is responsible for the loss to the true owner. So friends, these are the responsibilities that are cast on the collecting bank, the various liabilities of different parties under the Negotiable Instrument Act, and this has to be taken care of because most of the suits which are filed in the court are based on these sections. If these things are taken care of, so many problems and disputes can be reduced, and the various parties, if they understand their liabilities and act accordingly, the transactions can be held in a very smooth manner. Thank you very much.